Beyonce, best thing I never had. Here at Tower 102, 25 to 9. I've got to say hello to Lisa, to Fiona, to Rachel. I need to say hello to Jane, to Janet and her mum as well. Just some of the names that I know were involved in the midnight run for the St. Elizabeth Hospice. It happened Saturday night, Sunday morning. And from St. Elizabeth Hospice and the Midnight Walk organisation here in Ipswich, it is Emily. Hello, Emily. How are you? You all right?
I'm a bit tired, but probably no more tired than the amazing people that did the walk for us on Saturday.
How many?
1,500 women, 200 volunteers, so we mustn't forget them and the amazing work that they do.
The marshals, the stewards, yep. All volunteers.
The refreshment stops, we had our Spartans at...
How were the Spartans?
The Spartans were cold, I'm told.
Jeremy
and the guys from the Port of Felix show. They did amazing. They helped us out at the club, first of all, while the walk was leaving, and then they helped us out at Derby Road, the coastal building supplies there.
Brilliant. Well,
we had the firemen who joined us at the Royal George as well, so they weren't called out to any emergencies at that particular time, which is great.
And those reflection stops worked really effectively as well?
Really effectively. We had a stop at the hospice. There was lots of people who put tags on our memory tree. And for those that did our shorter route that didn't come past the hospice, they put tags on a board that we had at the football ground. And we'll be putting those in a book of remembrance.
Okay. How much was raised?
150,000 approximately. Hopefully much more than that. We do have a text to donate that people can do. So they can just text Midnight Walks MNWK12 and £5 or £10 to 70070. So if you didn't sponsor anybody particularly who did it, if you want to sponsor the 1,500 women that did, then you can text MNWK12 £10 or £5 to 70070.
It was a cold night for a lot of people, but the fancy dress, the pictures were brilliant. And you know what everyone was telling me yesterday on texts, and they were saying on Facebook as well, it was the atmosphere. You know, we said it beforehand, yeah. But it was the atmosphere that everyone picked up on. It was so lovely.
It was incredible. I was on the stage when the warm-up was taking place. We had a Zumba warm-up, which was a first for us. And to see the crowd of people jumping about to Aha, Take On Me and a bit of Rick Astley, it was just incredible. And it was, you know, it was heartwarming, actually.
Really was. So, yeah. Now you've done it, Monday morning, you're now planning 2013.
Yes, got to clear up from 2012 first. But yes, planning 2013, so expect some announcements soon about that.
Okay. You thank the marshals, thank the stewards, but you want to thank the runners, really, don't you? Because without them,
absolutely.
The charity wouldn't actually have the support that you need.
No, we wouldn't. And it's so vital for us to get that amount of money. It's our biggest event of the year. And it just helps so that we, you know, for us to provide the services for...
I say runners, I mean walkers, of
walkers.
Course.
Walkers. Yeah. There were some people at the front who were quick, but they did walk.
Well, Chico the Monkey was enjoying himself with Adriana from the Ipswich Zumba Club.
That's right.
That was doing it at Betty's as well last night. It was a good old time, and I'm glad that you got the numbers, because you're never too sure when you launch something like this whether anyone's actually going to sign up for it, are you?
You're not, but they all come through in the end. I think we had lots of mums with daughters. We had a real range of ages as well, but it came through in the end. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant night.
Emily, thank you very much for talking to us here at Tower 102. We've enjoyed it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, if you want to find out more about the Midnight Walk and the work of the St. Elizabeth Hospice, you can on our Facebook page at our website at town102.com. And if you haven't already, check the pictures that people have sent in. If you've got a picture on your phone from the event, email me now. We'll put it on Facebook and our website, studio@town102.com.